Jesus died a natural death. The first and the most crucial objection raised against us by our enemies is that we believe that Jesus of Nazareth died a natural death. To believe that Jesus died a natural death is said to be an insult to Jesus, an offense to the Holy Quran, and dissent from the teachings of the Holy Prophet. Now, it is true that we believe Jesus to have died a natural death, but it is not true that to believe him to have died is to insult him or to offend the Holy Quran or to dissent from the teaching of the Holy Prophet. For the more one ponders over the subject, the more one becomes convinced that the offenses we are charged with do not follow from our belief in the death of Jesus. They follow rather from the belief that Jesus did not die, but is alive in heaven. We are Muslims, and as Muslims, our first concern is to uphold the greatness of God and the honor of His Prophet. True, we believe in all the prophets of God, but our love and our regard for the Holy Prophet are the highest, for he sacrificed himself for our sake. He carried our burdens. He invited his own physical death to save us from spiritual death. He grieved so much for us. He gave up even the slightest comforts for our sake. He abased himself so that we should stand high. He planned for our lasting good and prayed for our eternal welfare. He would let his feet swell through standing long in prayer. Sinless, he prayed to cure us of our sins, to save us from hellfire. He would pray till his prayer mat became wet with tears. He wept till his breast heaved like a boiling pot. He drew unto us the mercy of God. He toiled for his pleasure, again for us. He caused us to be wrapped in the mantle of his grace, the cloak of his compassion. He strove to find us ways by which we may also please God, means by which we may also achieve union with him. What he did for us to make light our journey to God had not been done before by any prophet for his people. Fatwas of kufr only please us. We would rather have the fatwas than hold Jesus an equal of God, our creator, nourisher, sustainer and guardian, one who gives us our daily bread and the knowledge and guidance on which we depend for our spiritual welfare. Fatwas of kufr are more welcome to us than that we should have to believe that Jesus is alive in heaven without food or drink, even as God lives forever without food or drink. We hold Jesus in honor. But why? Because he is a prophet of God. Because God loved him and he loved God. Our regard for him is due to our regard for God. Can we hold him above God and dishonor God for his sake? Must we please the ulema, but strengthen the hand of Christian missionaries, whose daily occupation is to find fault with Islam and the Quran? Must we let them think Jesus was God? For if he was not God, how can he be alive in heaven? If he was man, why did he not die like other men? How can we, with our own mouths, say a thing derogatory to the unity and oneness of God? How can we harm the interests of true faith? The ulama are free to do what they like. They may incite people against us, put us to death, or stone us. We cannot give up God for Jesus. We would rather die than say that Jesus is alive in heaven as God's equal. Jesus, who Christians think is the Son of God, and for whose sake they detract from the oneness and independence of God. If we had remained ignorant, it might have been different. But having had our eyes opened by a divine messenger who has shown us the implications of God's oneness majesty, power, greatness, goodness. We cannot do so. Whatever the consequences, we cannot abandon God for the sake of a human being. If we did so, we cannot say where we should be. Honor belongs to God and comes from Him. When we perceive clearly that to believe Jesus to be alive is to insult God, we cannot regard this belief as true. We do not understand why belief in the death of Jesus entails an insult to Jesus. Prophets greater than Jesus have died, and their death brought no humiliation to them. So the death of Jesus cannot be humiliating to him. But if, to suppose the impossible, we are confronted with the alternatives, God or Jesus, and if we must make a choice, certainly we will choose God. We feel certain that Jesus himself, who loved God with his mind, heart, and soul, would never have been reconciled to a position which entails honor to Jesus but dishonor to God and his oneness. The Holy Quran teaches us the same. لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Surely, the Messiah will never disdain to be a servant of Allah, nor will the angels near unto God.